我们刚刚过了一个非常好的复活节。
We just spent a very meaningful Easter.
所以呢，上一次我们在约翰福音的第二十章里面看到主耶稣基督向门徒的显现。
So we learned about the Jesus appearance to the disciples in chapter 20 in John.
并且面对那个多马的疑惑。
And he faced the doubt of Thomas.
然后呢？他就亲自对多马讲
He personally said to Thomas,
他说伸过你的指头来摸我的手伸出你的手来探入我的肋旁
Reach out your fingers and touch me and reach out your hand to touch my ribs.
不要疑惑总要信
Do not be doubtful but have faith.
所以多马发出这个非常伟大的宣告
So Thomas had this very well-known proclaim.
他说我的主我的神
My Lord, my God.
这个是我们上一次跟弟兄姊妹所分享。
This is what we studied last time.
假如你仔细的去看约翰福音啊。
If we read carefully in John.
好像到了二十章，就是应该这本书就应该结束了。
When it reached to chapter 20, it's almost the end of the book.
因为在二十章最后一节的经文，他说什么呢
？Because in the last verse of chapter 20.
他说我记这些事要叫你们相信什么要叫你们相信耶稣是基督
I recorded all the things is because I want you to know that Jesus is Christ
是神的儿子
is the son of God
并且叫你们信了他就可以因他的名得生命
and whoever believes that in Jesus Messiah by believing him we may have life for the internally
通常有这句话就表明说这是一个结论然后这个书就写完了
So this seems like a conclusion for the whole book that should be the end
但是假如你读到约翰福音的二十一章你发现中间有一些非常个人的经历
But when you read John chapter 21 you see some personal experiences in it
这个个人的经历给我们有很多的思想啊
This personal experience has let us ponder much.
那你特别注意到，在两千年前要写一本书啊，跟我们今天是不一样的。
So know that some 2,000 years ago, if you want to write a book, it's very different from today.
是不是
？Isn't it?
今天你要想要写一本书，每一个人都可以写一本书。
So anybody can write a book today.
每一个人都可以出版你的书。
Anybody can publish a book.
假如没有出版社给你出版，你可以叫 Amazon 给你出版，是吧
？If there's no publishers to publish your book, you can call up Amazon.
你稍微付他一点钱，印几十个 copy 都可以。
You pay some money to them, they will give you some copies.
所以就没有一个精心的设计啊。
So there's no like little detail planning.
但是你想到两千年前，这个约翰福音当他成书的时候，他就。为什么要在后面加这一段特殊的经历呢
？So think about like 2,000 years ago when John wrote this last chapter. Why does it happen like that？
他要告诉我们，他所经历的是一个真实的复活的耶稣基督。
He wanted to tell us and explain to us this what he experienced of the true Jesus, the resurrected.
耶稣不光是跟一些门徒显现，并且。耶稣在路加福音里面他跟那两个疑惑的门徒同行同坐同吃
No matter what Jesus was appearing just with the two people in Luke or here
在约翰福音这里你刚刚读到的经文你发现在他们捕鱼的时候原来耶稣就在他们的旁边
And when you read about in chapter 21 where they were fishing Jesus was with them
刚刚我们没有读到的你发现说到了十二节往下到了十四节居然耶稣会亲自的把饼和鱼拿给他们吃
In verses 12 to 14 we didn't read that Jesus came and took the bread and gave it to them
耶稣对他们来讲是非常真实的
Jesus to them was very very real
所以今天我们来看一看我们的题目叫做是耶稣所爱的那个门徒他说是主
So this topic for today is It is the Lord
我们首先从第一节看到第三节
Let us study verses 1 to 3
第一节他说这些事以后耶稣在提比利亚海边又向门徒显现
Afterward, Jesus appeared again to the disciples by the Sea of Galilee.
在有的翻译就很清楚，他就其实就是在加利利的海边。
Just by the Sea of Galilee.
然后第二节这里就是我们开始要讲，他说有西门彼得和称为迪斯马的多马，并加利利的加纳人拿但业，还有西比泰的两个儿子，又有两个门徒都在一处。
And verse 2, Simon Peter, Thomas, also known as Didymus, Nathanael from Cana, from in Galilee, the son of Zebedee, and the two other disciples were all together.
首先我们看到的，在这里有三个人是有名字的。
So we know that the first three people have their names.
但是这三个人，他们的 track record, 他们的记录好像也没有太好。
And then their track records or record weren't that good.
首先我们看到是西门彼得。
First, we look at Simon Peter.
西门彼得是在基教以前三次不认主的那个西门彼得。
Simon Peter denied Jesus three times before the rooster crowed.
自以为自己胆子很大，却是非常懦弱的彼得。
He thought he was very brave, but very actually a coward.
然后我们看到他说有称为迪斯马的多马，也就是上次我们讲的，他是一个不信的、不相信的多马。
And also Thomas, also known as Didymus, was the one that was very doubtful of Christ.
他往往对耶稣要做什么事情，我们在约翰福音的第十一章里面，他对耶稣说，我们去，我们与他们去同死吧。
He often did something that he was very doubtful, like in John 11, he said, let's go to die with them.
然后在约翰福音二十章里面，我们看到说，他说我一定要看到耶稣手上的钉痕，又要用指头探入那个钉痕，又要用手探入他的肋旁，我总不信。
And also in John 20, he said that I needed to see the marks of the nails and also use my hand to touch God's wound before I believe.
第三个人他是提到，他说这是加利利的加拿。
The third person mentioned was Nathanael from Cana in Galilee.
大家记得这个人吗？
Do you remember this person?
假如你去看约翰福音的第一章那里，
If you go study John chapter 1,
也就是耶稣呼召最早的一批门徒的时候，
When Jesus called upon the first disciples,
这个拿但业是可以说是一个对耶稣非常无礼的人。
Nathanael was the one that was kind of very rude to Jesus.
在约翰福音的第一章的四十六节那里，他讲了一句话，他说：“拿撒勒还能出什么好的吗？”
And then in chapter 1, verse 46, Nazareth, can anything good come from there?
所以我们首先看到，在加利利海边聚集的这群人，假如你去查查他们的记录，其实是可以说。不是有非常好的记录的人。
So these people that are gathered around Galilee, if you look up their records, they weren't too good.
但是我看那个一些牧师的解经书
But I studied some of the scholars' explanation, commentaries.
Yeah. 我再次提到，上次我提到这个叫做 James Boyce 他写的，就是。关于约翰福音的讲道。
I mentioned last time the book of James Boyce.
他就是说，假如你把约翰福音的二十一章跟约翰福音的第一章去做比较的话
，If you do comparison with John 21 and John 1st，
你就会发现说，在约翰福音第一章里面也提到西门彼得。
It also mentions Simon Peter in John 1st。
在约翰福音第一章里面也提到拿但业。
And also mentioned Nathanael in John 1st.
所以 Boyce 就做了一个大胆的猜想。
Boyce did a very brave deduction.
因为我们刚刚读到在二十一章第二节的经文那里，他说又有西比泰的两个儿子，又有两个门徒，是名字没有被提到的。
So he also mentioned the sons of Zebedee and two other disciples were not named.
但是 Boyce 就做一个非常大胆的猜想，他说在约翰福音第一章里面所提到的那些耶稣最早呼召的这群人。
So Boyce had a very deduction saying that the first people they were called upon by Jesus,
到最后居然当耶稣复活以后在加利利海边聚集的那群人。
And those that were gathered together by the Sea of Galilee after Jesus resurrected?
他说很有可能是同一群人。
It could be the same people from before.
弟兄姊妹，这件事情是何等的奇妙啊。
This is such an amazing thing, brothers and sisters.
我不晓得有多少人我们在人生的起点在一起。
I don't know that how many of you that when you were first born and you first started?
在人生的终点你也在一起。
And also at the end, you're still together.
但我可以告诉你有一件事情我自己所经历的。
But I can tell you my personal experience.
就是二十多年前。
That is some 20 some years ago.
也许弟兄姊妹听过我自己的见证啊。
Maybe you have heard of my testimony.
二十五年前，二十六年前。
25 or 6 years ago.
那么那时候神学院就说你可以到美国来读神学。
The seminary said that you can come study here in U.S.
那我在上海的读这个 graduate school 的同样的同班的同学啊。
The same classmate that I study at graduate school was in Shanghai.
他是一个基督徒。
He was a Christian.
他呢在上海的一个神学院里面教书，他是神学院的老师。
He is a teacher in a seminary in Shanghai.
但他也是我的同学。
He was also my classmate.
他就跟我讲
He said to me,
他说你去啊
He said go
我说我怎么去呢我怎么去读神学呢
I said how do I go to study seminary
他没有鼓励说他说你去啊你要因为他没有跟我讲神呼召你啊你要去做一个牧师、啊、他没有这么跟我讲
He didn't say that go the God call upon you to be a pastor go but he didn't say that
他跟我真的是非常好的朋友
He was a very good friend of mine
他说你去啊所以呢，我先来了。
So he said, "Go," and then I'm here.
到了第二年，他也来了。
And the second year, he also came.
但是过了二十多年，那个原来没有要读神学的，就是我，做了牧师。
But after some 27 years, the one who didn't want to be a pastor, that was me, became a pastor.
原来那个在神学里面教书的，也在上海一个非常出名的礼拜堂，叫做。国际礼拜堂在那个淮海路上面的那个国际礼拜堂常常讲到的
and the one who was preaching at Shanghai at the international church in Shanghai
他后来做了律师
he became a lawyer
所以你说你可能你的起点是一致的
maybe the starting point was the same
但是你的终点可能并不是一致的
but the end point was not the,
弟兄姊妹 你看到假如你仔细的去看这段的经文 你发现有一个非常奇妙的地方
But sister, if you study this carefully you see a very amazing point
就是这群人他不是一群所谓的精英
That this group of people was not a group of elites
John MacArthur 写过一本书啊
John MacArthur wrote a book
叫做这个 12 Ordinary Men
About 12 ordinary men.
真正耶稣所呼召的是十二个非常一般的人。他们是谁呢
？The 12 that Jesus called upon was a very ordinary people. Who are they?
他们是渔夫是吗
？They were fishermen.
这里我们看到他们就在加利利的海边做渔夫。
We see that they're fishing by the Sea of Galilee.
可是耶稣既然拣选了他们，呼召了他们，却一直保守他们。到人生的终点，一直见主面的人。
But yet God chose them and called upon them and protected them all their lives.
所以这是一群失败者的聚集。
So these are a group of failures.
这是一群罪人的聚集。
These are a group of sinners.
但却是一群蒙恩得救的罪人的聚集。
But yet also a group of the blessed people.
然后看到他们接下来看到在第三节那里。
In verse 3.
他说西门彼得对他们说我打鱼去他们说我们也和你同去在第三节那里他说他们就出去上了船那一夜并没有打着什么
So Simon Peter told them I'm going to out to fish and they said we'll go with you so they went out and got into the boat but that night they did not catch anything
在这个聚集的里面他们想要做什么就是想要去打鱼
What about the two is to fish together
但是打鱼的时候却是一无
But it caught nothing in their fishing.
但 这一节的经文就预备我们可以来看下面从第四节开始。
This verse prepares us to study what's below.
但是至少我们在第三节那里，我们有几个问题我们要思想一下。
Yet in verse 3 there are a few questions we have to ponder about.
你想一想，彼得他原来的专业，他的职业就是什么？他是打鱼的。
Think about the profession of Peter, which was what as a fisherman.
那假如大家还记得去年讲到教会的主题。
If you know, remember the theme for last year's church.
假如你回到路加福音的第五章。
If you go back to Luke chapter 5.
路加福音的第五章那里讲到耶稣最早来呼召那群的门徒。
He talked about the first time that Jesus called upon those disciples.
在那里特别就提到他跟西门彼得。
He talked about him, especially with Simon Peter.
那我来读这段的经文。
Read this verse.
在路加福音的第五章那里，他说耶稣站在格尼撒拉湖边，众人拥挤他要听神的道。
One day, as Jesus was standing by the lake of Gennesaret with the people crowding around him and listening to the word of God.
然后呢，耶稣讲完了第四节。
And verse 4.
就对西门说，把船开到水深之处，下网打鱼。
When he had finished speaking, he said to Simon Peter, "Put out to the deep water and let down the nets for catch."
然后第五节说什么
？And verse 5.
西门就对夫子。对耶稣说，他说夫子，我们整夜劳力并没有打着什么，但依从你的话我就下网。
Simon Peter answered, Master, we have worked all hard all night and haven't caught anything, but because you said so, we will lay down the nets.
然后他们就下了网。
And they lowered the nets.
就打到了许多的鱼。
And they caught many fish.
并且在第六节那里说，他说当圈住许多鱼的时候，网险些裂开。
And when they had done so, they caught such a large number of fish that their nets began to break.
这个时候是耶稣来呼召彼得，然后彼得在耶稣的面前，他说主啊离开我，因为我是一个罪人。
That's the time that Jesus called upon Peter, and that Peter said, I am a sinner.
假如你去看路加福音的第五章。
If you look at Luke chapter 5.
这个是西门彼得与主同行的开始。
This is the beginning of Simon Peter walking with Jesus.
但我们刚刚读到的在约翰福音的第21章是耶稣已经复活了。
We read about in chapter 21 that Jesus already resurrected.
再过多少天耶稣就要升天了。
And a few days later he will ascend to heaven.
所以当西门和这群人出去打鱼的时候，
so when Simon were with this group of people to go about to go fishing，
弟兄姊妹，你思想一下，他有没有这个蒙召里面的一个特殊的回忆呢
？So brothers and sisters, think about that. Whether he has this special response from this call upon by God，
耶稣在彼得打鱼的时候呼召他。
Jesus called upon Simon Peter when he was fishing.
耶稣曾经在他的旁边，让他可以打到许多的鱼。
Jesus was with him by his side so that he could catch a lot of fish.
然后彼得对着耶稣，他的反省，他的悔改是什么
？And what's Peter's repent?
他说：“主啊，离开我，我是个罪人。
”He said, "God, leave me. I am a sinner."
可是现在，在彼得和这群门徒的经历里面
，So in this experience of Peter and this group of disciples，
只有他们自己
，Only themselves。
我们刚刚读到在约翰福音第二十一章的第三节那里说什么
？We just read John 21 verse 3。
他说他们就出去上了船，那一夜并没有打着什么。
They went out and got into the boat, but that night they caught nothing。
并没有打着什么。
They caught nothing.
这个也是常常弟兄姊妹思想一下，这个也是常常我们自己属灵里面的经验。
This is also our own experience in spiritually.
有的时候你感觉到哇，神多么的祝福我。
Sometimes you feel that God so bless you.
神多么祝福我们的教会。
He blessed our church.
这不是因为我们做了什么。
It's not because what we have done.
你只有发现一点。
You find out one thing.
就是因为有耶稣基督。
That's because there's Jesus Christ.
所以，假如弟兄姊妹记得的话，我常常就是说啊。
So, brother, sister, you remember, I said.
大家有没有觉得一晃过去？这个疫情我们已经过了几年。
So the COVID pandemic was already gone for many years, a few years.
从2020年是吧
？From 2020.
2020年的三月中，教会关门。
About mid-March in 2020, the church closed the door.
然后到今年已经2024年了。
Till this year is already 2024.
但是你发现。非常，我们教会人不多哎，是不是
？There are not many in our church.
但是教会的金钱上面的奉献却非常的富足。
But the offerings financially was wealthy.
你说哦，因为弟兄姊妹都很有钱。
As you said that many brothers are they're rich?
不是的。
No.
其实是因为有耶稣。
Because there's Christ.
啊，所以。当彼得和这群门徒出去的时候
，So when these disciples they went out，
他们打了整晚也没有鱼。
They fished the whole night, but there's no fish。
他们毫无疑问会想到说，哦，原来耶稣在的时候，他们会有非常多的鱼，而且是非常丰富。
So when they thought about when Jesus was with them, there were many fish and very abundant。
所以当门徒聚集的时候，他们不光是失败者。他们所经历的也是失败。
So when they were gathered together, no matter if they are a failure themselves, what they experienced was also failure.
那所以接下来我们来看。
So let us read.
从第四节开始。
From verse 4.
他说：“天将亮的时候，耶稣站在岸上，门徒却不知道是耶稣。”
Early in the morning, Jesus stood on the shore, but the disciples did not realize that it was Jesus.
这句话对。多少人是多么温暖的一个提醒
？To this, many, this is a very warm remembrance reminder.
天将亮的时候，耶稣站在岸上，门徒却不知道是耶稣。
Early in the morning, Jesus stood on the shore, but the disciples did not realize that it was Jesus.
我记得我主持一个丧礼的时候啊。
I remember when I was hosting a funeral service.
那个，中间，有他的孩子的分享嘛。
Among it was the sharing of his children.
他说他对父亲最深刻的记忆是什么
？He said this the deepest remembrance he about his father was.
他说他在美国一个非常荒凉的，也不能说荒凉，非常遥远的一个州，非常冷，在那里读书。
He said he was studying in a kind of isolated state.
可是他的爸爸就是在非常寒冷的冬天去那里跟他陪伴，记忆最深刻的就是在寒冷的冬天与他同行。
He remembered that his father went to this to his place to spend a very cold winter with him.
天将亮的时候，耶稣站在岸上。
Early in the morning, Jesus stood by the shore.
你发现说，原来耶稣在这群孤独的门徒中间，他常常与他们在一起的。
So you realize that Jesus was with all these lonely disciples. He was always with them.
但是第四节他说，门徒却不知道这个是耶稣。
But the disciples did not realize that it was Jesus.
接下来我们发现说，耶稣就对他们说。
Then Jesus called out to them.
他说：“小子，你们有吃的没有
？”Friends, have you any fish?
耶稣对这些门徒提了一个的问题。
Jesus raised a question to these people.
他说：“小子，你们有吃的没有
？”He said, "Friends, have you any fish?"
我再次讲，Boyce 他讲到这段经文的时候
And scholar Boyce, when he mentioned about this verse.
他说在圣经里面呢
He said in the Bible
常常会有一些的情形 神会问他的仆人问这样一些的问题。
Often there are many situations in the Bible that Jesus will raise this kind of question.
不光是耶稣，就是像当神面对人的时候，他会问这样一些的问题。
It's probably not only Jesus, but also when God was facing people, he would ask this kind of question.
最早的问题，也许大家记得，就是当始祖犯罪，亚当夏娃犯罪以后。
This earliest question, maybe you remember, is when our ancestors get him and leave when he sinned.
在伊甸园里面。亚当躲起来了，这个时候神就要问亚当。
In the Garden of Eden, when Adam was hiding himself, then the God asked Adam.
假如大家还记得，在以赛亚书的第六章里面。
If you remember in the book of Isaiah.
在以赛亚书的第六章里面，大家非常熟悉的经文。
In Isaiah chapter 6, a verse that you maybe know very well.
第六章的第八节
Verse 8 of chapter 6
他说我可以差遣谁呢谁肯为我去呢
Whom shall I send and who will go for us
这个时候先知的回答说什么
This time the answer of the prophet was
他说我在这里请差遣
I am here, please send me
大家有没有常常与神面对的时候，你会发现说，有的时候神会问你这个问题。
So many times when you're facing God, do you realize that God was asking you this question?
在这样的一个情形里面，你发现说，耶稣站在他们旁边，但是耶稣首先问他们一个问题。
This time, then, when Jesus was with them by their side, Jesus first asked them this question.
他说：“小子，你们有吃的没有？”
He asked them, "Friends, have you?" Any fish?
他们的回答非常的准确。他们回答说没有。
It's very very accurate answer. Said no.
没有。
No.
为什么呢
？Why?
因为在第三节那里，我们看到说，他说那一夜并没有打着什么。
Because in verse 3 it says, but that night they caught nothing.
耶稣问他们这个问题。
Jesus asked them this question.
他们有一个非常。正确的回应。
They have a very accurate response.
也就是说，他们非常明白自己的处境。
That is, they know very well their situation.
他们非常明白自己的失败。
They know very well their failure.
所以接下来，耶稣接下来在第六节那里，耶稣说什么呢
？So following verse 6, what does Jesus say?
他说：“你们把网撒在船的右边，就必得着。”
He said, "Throw your net on the right side of the boat, and you will find some."
可能有人说，为什么耶稣说要撒在右边呢
？Maybe people ask, "Why does Jesus say that on the right side?"
为什么不是撒在左边
？Why not on the left side?
为什么不是撒在前面
？Why not on the front?
为什么不是在后边
？Why not on the back?
而在第六节那里，他说，当耶稣说把网撒在船的右边，就必得着，他们就。便撒下网去，竟拉不上来，因为鱼甚多。
So when they threw the net on the right side of the boat, they found some, and when they did, they were unable to haul the net because of the large number of fish.
你看到当耶稣指示他们，叫他们做什么的时候，他们就遵从，然后他们就打到许多的鱼。
So when Jesus showed them, instructed them what to do, they followed him.And they caught many fish.
你特别也注意到说，耶稣出现的时刻是天将亮的时刻。
So pay attention when Jesus appeared to them. It was early in the morning.
很多人讲，约翰在这里的描写是非常清楚的。
So people say that John's description here is very clear.
因为打鱼是要在什么时候去打呢
？Because what time do you go fishing?
我相信以前。我们陈牧师在的时候，他也常常出海打鱼，是不是
？I believe when Pastor Chen was still here, he many times went out to go fish.
打鱼通常出海打鱼通常是要在晚上去打。
So when you go to fish in the sea, you will go out in the middle of the night.
而不是在白天天将亮的时候。
It's not in the daytime when there's early in the morning.
可是你现在发现说，当耶稣指示他们，他们遵从耶稣的时候。 他们就打到了许许多多的鱼，并且在第十一节那里我们知道说这个数目是153条。
So here when Jesus showed them where to go fish, they follow him, and then here is, in verse 11 says they caught 153 fish.
耶稣就在岸上。
And Jesus was on the shore.
耶稣指示他们。
Jesus showed them.
他们遵从的时候。
And when they followed,
他们就打到了许许多多的鱼。
They caught many, many fish.
在这段的经文里面，给我们有一个仔细的思想。
In this thing, we see a very detailed
thing. 什么时候我们没有耶稣的同在？
What time did we not have Jesus' presence?
我们可能会一事无成。
We will be lost.
没有耶稣的同在，我们会一事无成。
Without Jesus' presence, we will achieve nothing.
有耶稣的同在，他给我们的祝福是我们数算不尽的。
With Jesus' presence, our blessings is uncountable.
今天我们很容易落在这个世俗的这个财富的中间。
Today we might fall into the trap of secular wealth.
我们很容易落在这个世俗的诱惑的中间。
We might fall into the secular's deceiving.
但是只有耶稣的同在才给我们有真正的丰富。
Now because of its presence, we will truly have this blessing.
所以我们看到当耶稣给这些门徒有这样的指令而他们遵守的时候，他们得到的祝福就是他们居然有拉不上来，有许许多多的鱼。
When they followed Jesus' instruction, yet what they caught was the fish they could not drag haul back to the boat.
所以我们接下来看看，当这件事情发生的时候，原来那些不知道耶稣是主的门徒突然之间看到原来这是主。
So after all this happened, those who did not know it was Jesus was with them, know that Jesus was with them.
我们看第七节。
Let's see verse 7.
他说耶稣所爱的那个门徒对彼得说是主。
The disciple whom Jesus loved said to Peter, it is the Lord.
他说那个时候西门彼得赤着身子一听见是主就束上一件外衣跳在海里。
And as Simon Peter heard him say, It is the Lord, he wrapped his outer garment around him and jumped into the water.
突然之间他们看到原来耶稣就在他们的中间。
And then suddenly they saw that Jesus was among them.
突然之间他们发现耶稣就是他们完全的帮助。
And suddenly they found out that Jesus was their only help.
今天早上我想从这段的经文问弟兄姊妹一个问题。
I want to ask a question based on these verses.
耶稣是不是在你的中间？
Is Jesus in you?
你会不会像那个耶稣所爱的门徒对彼得说是主？
Would you say like the Simon Peter said, it is the Lord?
是什么样的原因让我们忽略了主的存在？
For what reason did we ignore Jesus' presence?
是什么样的因素让我们常常失败？
For what factors do we always fail?
是什么样的原因让我们虽然整夜捕鱼却毫无得着？
For what reason that we try to catch the whole night but we caught nothing?
你看啊，很多人生的经验，我不知道你有没有看过一个非常天才的一个小孩，他的父母都在这个 Stanford 做教授。这个非常天才的一个小孩。
I don't know if you know as a little prodigy child that his parents were all Stanford professors.
他们说他曾经富有的时候，他富有到一个地步，他可能不是几个 billion， 是可能几十个 billion 的资产。
And they said that at one time when he was so rich, his wealth is not only in the tens of billions, maybe hundred billions.
最富有的时候住在巴哈马的豪宅。
And when he was richest, he was living in some island in Bahamas.
现在却住在联邦的监狱里。
But yet he was staying in the federal prison.
大家都知道，他原来那些玩这个叫做 cryptocurrency 的人都要看他。
And people who was trading in cryptocurrency knows about him.
今天很多人的经历其实跟他一样。
Yeah, many of our experiences are like him.
好像你整夜打鱼，打了很多鱼。
It's like you're trying to fish. You caught many fish.
可是你打鱼的时候，到最后你却发现说，你整个一夜并没有打着什么。
But yet the whole night you did not catch nothing.
今天我们很多门徒的属灵的经验也是如此。
So our spiritual experience is also like this.
我们也是好像整夜打鱼。
We're trying to fish the whole night.
常常寻求。
We always seek.
可是你的寻求却是虚空的虚空。
But yet your seeking is all vain.
可是我们现在看到，当那个，当耶稣在他们中间跟他们说话。
When Jesus was among them, speaking to them,
并且他们知道他们的处境，
and he knew their situation.
知道他们处境的时候，他们又遵从耶稣的指令。
But yet they followed Jesus' instructions.
耶稣就给他们有真实的祝福。
Jesus gave them true blessings.
并且他们也知道真正是主耶稣在他们中间。
They all know that it is the Lord and he was among them.
那今天早上我们要问这个问题。
This morning I'd like to ask this question.
当主在岸上的时候，为什么我们不认识他？
When Jesus was on the shore, how did not know him?
当主在你家里的时候，为什么你不认识他？
When Jesus was in your family, how did you not know him?
当主在你的生命里面的时候，为什么你的生命是虚空的虚空。
When Jesus was in your life, how come you have a very empty life?
其实这个也是今天我们每一个信徒都要面对的问题。
This is the question that every one of us Christians have to face.
为什么呢？
Why?
我们看到唯一的答案就是他们遵从耶稣告诉他们所讲的。
We see that one true answer is they have to follow Jesus, believe what he said.
唯一就是信靠顺服。
It is to obey and trust.
信靠顺服。
It's trust and obey.
大家可以看看，在圣经里面有两处大家非常熟悉的经文。
There are two very well-known verses.
第一处就是在马太福音第十一章二十八节到三十节。
This verse is in Matthew chapter 11, verses 28 to 30.
耶稣说：“凡劳苦担重担的人，可以到我这里来，我就使你们得安息。”
Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest.
我心里柔和谦卑，你们当负我的轭，学我的样式，这样你们心里就必得享安息。
Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls.
因为我的轭是容易的。我的担子是轻省。
For my yoke is easy and my burden is light.
耶稣在这里很清楚地告诉我们，
He clearly tells us
得安息的途径到底是什么。
What is the path to get true rest?
得安息的途径到底是什么呢？
What is the path to get true rest?
就是说你们心里要什么？柔和谦卑。
That your heart needs to be gentle and humble.
信靠顺服的人是柔和谦卑的人。
For those who trust and obey are the ones who are gentle and humble.
柔和谦卑的人就会负耶稣的轭，学耶稣的样式。
For those who are gentle and humble will bear his yoke and learn from him.
今天我们刚刚过了复活节。
We just spent Easter.
请大家千万不要忘记耶稣在科西玛尼园里面向父神的祷告。
Don't forget the prayer that Jesus prayed to the Lord in Gethsemane.
他的祷告是什么？
What was his prayer?
他说：“父啊，若是可以的话，求你将这个杯是苦杯，挪去。”
He said, "Lord, if you're willing, please take this cup away from me."
可是他说什么？
But what did he say?
他说：“情愿照你的旨意成就。”
He said, "According to your will instead of mine."
大家看到耶稣是何等的柔和谦卑。
We can see that Jesus was very gentle and humble.
所以耶稣在这里很清楚地说，你们凡劳苦担重担的人，你们要得享安息吗？就是要学他的样式，负他的轭。
So come to me, all who you are weary and burdened, if you want to be get rest, you need to be like me and gentle and humble.
30节他说，因为我的轭是容易的，我的担子是轻省。
For my yoke is easy and my burden is light.
另外，在约翰一书的第一章第九节里面。
Also, 1 John chapter 1, verse 9.
老约翰同样的也是约翰福音的作者，他说什么？他说，我们若认自己的罪，神是信实的，是公义的，必要赦免我们的罪，洗净我们一切的不义。
John said, if we confess our sins, he's faithful and just and will forgive us and all our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness.
你真正在神的面前，你相信他。
You need to believe in God.
那我刚刚在那个主日学的时候啊，我们特别读到在这个希伯来书第三章的经文。
In Sunday school, we just read the Hebrews chapter 3.
所以，我就跟主日学的弟兄姊妹分享这件事情。
I told the brothers and sisters there.
在那里他就特别说，他说，神的选民在旷野里面，他们做的是什么呢？
Lord's people, what are they doing in the wild?
他们试探神。
They're testing God.
试探神。
They're testing God.
那我特别跟弟兄姊妹有分享过。
Especially share with you.
神不会给我们试探。
God cannot be tested by us.
神从不试探人。
He never tests people.
神从来只会试炼我们。
He will give us trials.
但不会试探我们。
But he will not test us.
但是神的选民却在旷野里面试探神。
But God's chosen people was in the wilderness, was testing God.
但是神何等有怜悯。
But Lord, the Lord has such mercy.
神给他们赐下玛纳，赐下甘露，赐下鹌鹑。
To give them this manna and the dews.
神给他们有丰富的恩典、怜悯、慈爱。
To give them abundant love and blessings.
可是一个有试探心的人。
But what was the heart to test others?
就算给他看到有那么多的神迹，
If you've given him so much miracles,
却不会相信神，
He would not believe still.
所以在希伯来书第三章那里他说什么？他讲了一句非常果断的话，非常坚决的话，说他们断不能够得着安息。
So in Hebrews chapter 3 it says they will not receive this rest.
这群失败者
This group of failure people
他们整夜劳力
They worked the whole night
没有打着什么
They catch nothing
其实真正的原因就是因为没有耶稣基督在他们的同在的里面
Because the true reason is Jesus was not among them
可是当耶稣出现的时候
But when Jesus appeared
当耶稣面对他们跟他们提问他们又听从耶稣指令的时候
And Jesus was with them when he asked them and they listened to Jesus' instructions.
他们突然之间发现说耶稣是主耶稣就在他们中间
They found out that it is the Lord. He was among us.
接下来我们看到我们没有读到的那个经文就是在十二节那里耶稣居然说什么耶稣居然在加利利的海边说你们来吃早饭，你们来吃早饭。
In the first 12 we didn't read is that Jesus said to them, "Come and have breakfast."
而且耶稣亲自的把那个饼和鱼递给他们。
Jesus was handing them personally the fish and the bread.
耶稣是何等的真实。
It was so true.
约翰在这里他写在第十四节那里他说，耶稣从死里复活以后。向门徒显现，这是第三次。
John wrote here that this was the third time Jesus appeared to the disciples after he was raised from the dead.
弟兄姊妹，我们所相信的耶稣基督，不是只是在书本上的耶稣基督。
Brothers and sisters, the Christ that we believe is not just on the book, in the Bible.
在我们人生困苦的时候，他与我们同在。
In our difficult times, he was with us.
当我们以为他不在的时候。他就在岸上。
Even when the time that we think that he's not among us, he's at the shore.
当我们以为我们是失败者的时候，原来耶稣就在我们中间。
Even when we think we are failures, he is among us.
而我们唯一要做的是什么？
The only thing we need to do is
就是我们学习柔和谦卑。
We need to be humble and gentle ourselves.
降服在他的面前。
To surrender to him.
那么我们也可以发出约翰所发出的那个呼叫说是主。
And we can proclaim what John said, He is the Lord.
我但愿弟兄姊妹，今天是复活节以后的第一个主日。
This is the first week after Easter.
按照教会的传统。
According to the church tradition.
教会应该是盼望在主耶稣基督升天以后，圣灵的降临，是吗？圣灵的工作。
The church will hope that after Jesus resurrected and ascended to the heaven, it is the Holy Spirit working.
最重要的，弟兄姊妹，复活节以后一个重要的信息就是，耶稣他就在我们中间。
The important message after Easter is Jesus is among us.
他就在我们中间。
He is among us.
但是我们的问题是，你对他有没有这样的信靠、顺服？
But our problem, only problem is, do we obey and trust him like that?
你对他有没有这样一个柔和谦卑？
Our problem is, do we have a humble and gentle heart?
但愿今天我们每一位再一次可以降服在他的面前。
May each one of us can surrender to him.
就好像彼得，他听见是主，他就束上外衣，跳在海里。
Just like Peter, when he said, "It is the Lord," he just wrapped around his clothes and jumped into the water, because he needed to see him.
让我们可以朝见我们的主
So we can see our Lord.
因为他是主，他在我们中间
Because he is the Lord and he is among us.
让我们一起低头
Let us bow our heads and pray.
天父，我们再一次来到你的面前
Heavenly Father, we come to you once again.
门徒是失败者
The disciples are failures.
我们也是失败者
We are failures.
但是我们是蒙恩的失败者
But we are the failures with blessed.
我们相信在加利利海边与门徒显现的耶稣，他也向我们同样的显现。
We trust that the Jesus that appeared to the disciples by the Galilee will also appear to us.
但是我们很多时候我们却不认识你。
But many times we did not know you.
因为我们不愿意降服在你的面前。
Because we are willing to surrender to you.
主耶稣，我们求你柔软我们的心。
Lord Jesus, give us a humble heart.
让我们可以柔和谦卑。
So we can be humble and gentle.
让我们可以信靠顺服。
So we can trust and obey.
以至于我们可以见着你。
So we can see you.
并且可以说是主，是主。
We can say that it is the Lord, it is the Lord.
感谢耶稣基督。
We thank Jesus.
祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名求。
In Jesus Christ, and we prayed.
Amen.
Amen.